Every day, each of us fights a battle that the rest of the world knows nothing about. This struggle isn't with the outside world but within the confines of our own minds. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, once wrote in his personal notes, which later became Meditations, that our lives are what our thoughts make them. He taught that the power to endure, transform, and thrive starts not on a battlefield or in the grand halls of power but within our own daily thoughts and actions. In today's video, I'm going to share with you 10 life-altering habits inspired by the wisdom of Stoicism, specifically the teachings of Marcus Aurelius. These habits are more than just tips for productivity or wellness. They are profound practices that have the potential to resolve 90% of your problems by shifting how you perceive and interact with the world. Whether you're overwhelmed by life's challenges or just looking to streamline your path to personal growth, these habits will offer you clarity and control, empowering you to lead a life with intention and resilience. Stick with me as we explore these transformative practices that can turn your everyday struggles into triumphs and profoundly change how you engage with the world around you. And as always, if you appreciate the insights and perspectives we're exploring here, a simple, free favor I'll ask from you is to hit the subscribe button. Also, don't skip any part of this video, because like Marcus Aurelius, who stood out from his contemporaries, you too are different from the majority and should consider yourself an exception. Let's go. 1. Control your hormones. When Marcus Aurelius spoke about the obstacles of life, he often framed them as opportunities to practice virtues like patience and resilience. In much the same way, managing the complex hormonal system in our bodies can be seen as an exercise in maintaining balance and control, fundamental Stoic virtues. Hormones are powerful chemicals that dictate much of our well-being, from how energetic we feel when we wake up in the morning to how well we sleep at night. They influence our mood swings, hunger levels, and even how effectively we can cope with stress. Think about the thyroid gland, often no bigger than a coin, sitting at the base of your neck. This tiny structure regulates your metabolism, impacting your energy levels and weight. Similarly, your adrenal glands, perched atop your kidneys, produce hormones like cortisol, which orchestrates your body's response to stress. When these hormones are out of balance, it can feel like being in a small boat tossed by a violent storm. You might experience overwhelming fatigue, unexplained weight changes, or mood swings that make day-to-day life feel more challenging. Achieving hormonal balance, much like seeking the Stoic ideal of emotional equanimity, involves taking proactive steps toward a well-regulated life. This means getting enough restorative sleep, which not only recharges the body but also helps regulate the production of stress hormones. Eating a balanced diet provides the nutrients that your glands need to produce hormones effectively. Regular physical activity supports hormone balance by improving your insulin sensitivity and boosting your levels of endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters. Managing stress through mindfulness or meditative practices can also dramatically impact your hormonal health. Techniques like deep breathing, yoga, or even regular walks in nature can reduce the adrenal gland's overproduction of cortisol, helping you maintain a calm and centered disposition, much like the Stoic practice of maintaining inner peace despite external chaos. If you find these steps challenging and continue to struggle with symptoms that suggest hormonal imbalances, remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Consulting with a healthcare provider can provide you with tailored advice and treatments to bring your body back into balance. Just as Marcus Aurelius advised his readers to be harmonious in their actions and aligned with nature, so too should we strive for harmony within our bodies through a thoughtful approach to our hormonal health. 2. Rule your mind. Imagine your mind as a vast kingdom, where thoughts swirl like courtiers vying for attention, and emotions rise and fall like tides. In the realm of Stoic philosophy, ruling your mind isn't just about maintaining order, it's about wielding profound influence over the quality of your life. Stoicism, championed by figures like Marcus Aurelius, teaches that the state of our lives is determined by the state of our thoughts. This ancient wisdom challenges us to become masters of our inner world, guiding our thoughts and emotions with the precision of a seasoned commander on the battlefield. To rule your mind is to embrace mindfulness and emotional intelligence as your trusted advisors. Mindfulness empowers you to observe your thoughts without being swept away by them, fostering a serene detachment from the chaos of everyday life. It's about cultivating a keen awareness of your mental landscape, where every thought is scrutinized but not necessarily accepted as truth. Emotional intelligence, another cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, goes beyond awareness. It's the art of managing emotions effectively. Like a skilled diplomat, you learn to navigate the intricate terrain of your feelings, steering clear of reactive impulses and choosing responses aligned with your values. This practice isn't just about maintaining a calm facade, it's about forging resilience in the face of adversity. By ruling your mind, you transcend the tyranny of external circumstances, finding inner peace amidst life's storms. It's a journey of self-mastery where each triumph over negative thoughts or turbulent emotions strengthens your resolve and deepens your connection to Stoic virtues. In the modern world, where distractions abound and stress levels soar, the ability to rule your mind is a superpower. It's a skill that empowers you to approach challenges with clarity and composure, much like the Stoic sages of ancient times who faced adversity with unwavering equanimity. Ultimately, to rule your mind is to reclaim control over your life's narrative. It's a transformative journey of introspection and discipline, where the mind becomes not just a passive observer but an active architect of a life lived with intention and resilience. Embrace this Stoic principle, and you embark on a path towards true inner freedom and profound personal growth. 3. Making money is important. When we talk about making money, it's not just a quest for affluence but a pursuit of stability that Stoic philosophy would deem necessary for peace of mind. Marcus Aurelius himself, though a Roman emperor surrounded by wealth, often emphasized the virtue of self-sufficiency. Financial stability allows us to reduce stress, care for ourselves and our loved ones, and live a life aligned with our values without undue pressure. Understanding how to manage your finances is akin to steering a ship through turbulent seas. The better equipped you are, the smoother your journey. This means not only setting financial goals, but also understanding the principles of budgeting, saving, and investing. Money management skills empower you with the confidence to make informed decisions, granting a sense of independence that's invaluable. It's not about how much money you make, but how you use what you have to create a secure and sustainable future. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of our desires and to focus on what is within our control. Money issues often stem from unchecked desires and habits that lead us astray from our financial goals. By applying Stoic discipline to our financial habits, we learn to curb impulsive spending and focus on long-term goals. This might mean setting aside a portion of your income for emergencies, investing in your future through education or retirement accounts, or simply learning to differentiate between wants and needs. By mastering the art of money management, you unlock more freedom in your life. This freedom comes not from wealth itself, but from the absence of worry about financial matters. You gain the liberty to make choices that align with your deepest values and life goals without being hindered by economic constraints. For instance, financial stability might allow you to switch to a career that you're passionate about but which might not pay as well initially, or it might enable you to take time off work to care for a family member without the stress of financial ruin. Understanding and managing your finances effectively is a crucial habit that can lead to a more fulfilled and less stressful life. It's about making informed choices that align with both your immediate needs and your long-term aspirations. Just as the Stoics suggested, true freedom comes from within, and in the modern world, financial understanding and discipline are key to achieving that freedom. 4. Everyday workout, the daily ritual that transforms your life. In the grand tapestry of daily life, an everyday workout is a powerful thread that weaves together physical vitality, mental clarity, and emotional resilience. It's not just about building muscle or shedding pounds. It's about embracing a transformative ritual that invigorates every aspect of your existence. Let's delve into the captivating journey of incorporating a daily workout into your life and uncover the profound benefits it offers. Imagine your body as a finely tuned machine, designed to move, stretch, and exert energy. Engaging in regular physical activity triggers a cascade of physiological benefits that extend far beyond the obvious. Exercise increases the production of endorphins, the brain's feel-good neurotransmitters, which combat stress and elevate your mood. It also enhances neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to adapt and grow, improving cognitive function and memory. Consider Emma, who struggled with anxiety and fatigue. She decided to start her day with a 30-minute jog. Over time, she noticed a significant boost in her energy levels and a more positive outlook on life. Her newfound mental clarity and emotional stability were just as rewarding as her improved physical fitness. The magic of an everyday workout lies in its consistency. It's not about how hard you push yourself on a single day, but about the cumulative effect of showing up day after day. This consistency fosters discipline and a sense of achievement, which permeates other areas of your life. Take John, who never considered himself athletic. He began a simple morning routine of stretching and light cardio. At first, it was challenging to stick with it, but as the weeks turned into months, his daily workout became a non-negotiable part of his day. This commitment to consistency not only improved his physical health but also instilled a newfound sense of discipline that enhanced his productivity and focus at work. A daily workout is more than a physical activity. It's a sacred ritual that deepens your mind-body connection. Whether it's yoga, running, or weightlifting, each movement requires focus and presence, grounding you in the moment and fostering mindfulness. Imagine Rachel, who found solace in a daily yoga practice. Each session became a meditative experience, allowing her to release the stress of the day and reconnect with herself. This ritual of mindfulness spilled over into her daily life, helping her approach challenges with a calm and centered mindset. Working out every day can also be a social catalyst, creating opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals. Whether it's a running club, a fitness class, or a workout buddy, these social interactions provide motivation, support, and a sense of community. Consider Mike, who joined a local cycling group. What started as a way to stay fit turned into a vibrant social network. The camaraderie and shared goals of his cycling buddies made his workouts more enjoyable and kept him accountable. The friendships he formed added a new dimension of joy and connection to his life. Life is full of ups and downs, but an everyday workout equips you with the emotional resilience to navigate these challenges. Physical activity reduces cortisol levels, the hormone associated with stress, and promotes better sleep, enhancing your overall emotional well-being. Think of Laura, who used her daily runs as a way to process her emotions during a difficult period. Each run became a cathartic release, allowing her to clear her mind and find perspective. This emotional resilience helped her cope with adversity and emerge stronger. Embarking on the path of an everyday workout is a journey of self-discovery. It's an exploration of your physical limits, a test of your mental fortitude, and a celebration of your personal growth. Each milestone, whether it's running an extra mile or lifting heavier weights, is a testament to your progress and potential. Imagine Alex, who started weightlifting as a way to improve his physique. As he progressed, he discovered a passion for strength training and a newfound confidence in his abilities. This journey of self-discovery extended beyond the gym, empowering him to pursue other goals with determination and self-belief. The benefits of an everyday workout extend to every facet of your life. Improved physical health translates to fewer illnesses and a longer lifespan. Enhanced mental clarity and emotional stability improve your relationships and professional performance. The discipline and resilience you cultivate empower you to tackle challenges with vigor and grace. Consider Sarah, who integrated a daily workout into her routine while juggling a demanding career and family responsibilities. The physical energy and mental focus she gained from her workouts made her more efficient and effective in all areas of her life. This holistic impact transformed her daily existence, making her feel more balanced, fulfilled, and alive. An everyday workout is a powerful, transformative ritual that elevates your life. By embracing the science of transformation, the power of consistency, the ritual of mind-body connection, the synergy of social interactions, the gift of emotional resilience, the journey of self-discovery, and the holistic impact, you can unlock a vibrant, healthier, and more fulfilling existence. Embrace this daily ritual and watch as it transforms your body, mind, and soul, one workout at a time. 5. Fix your relationship with your parents, rediscovering the foundation of your life. The bond with our parents is one of the most profound and enduring relationships we experience. Yet, it can also be one of the most complex and fraught with emotional entanglements. Fixing your relationship with your parents isn't just about resolving conflicts. It's about rediscovering the foundation of your life and forging a connection that enriches both your existence and theirs. Let's delve into the intriguing and transformative journey of healing this vital relationship. Our relationships with our parents are deeply rooted in our earliest experiences, shaping our perceptions, behaviors, and emotions. Understanding these roots is the first step towards mending any rifts. This process involves reflecting on your childhood, recognizing the influences of your parents' actions, and understanding their own struggles and contexts. Imagine Clara, who has always had a strained relationship with her father. As an adult, she begins to learn about her father's challenging upbringing and the pressures he faced. This newfound understanding doesn't excuse his mistakes, but it helps Clara see him as a complex individual rather than just the source of her pain. This empathy becomes the cornerstone of their healing process. Effective communication is the bridge that connects past wounds to future healing. This involves having open, honest, and sometimes difficult conversations. It requires courage to express your feelings without blame and to listen to your parents' perspectives without judgment. Take the story of Mark and his mother. For years, they barely spoke, each harboring resentment and misunderstanding. One day, Mark decides to break the silence. They sit down and share their feelings, fears, and regrets. It's a raw and emotional conversation, but it marks the beginning of a new chapter in their relationship, where mutual respect and understanding gradually replace bitterness. Forgiveness is a powerful, liberating force in healing relationships. It's not about condoning past hurts, but about freeing yourself from the burden of resentment. Forgiveness allows you to move forward and rebuild your relationship on a healthier, more positive foundation. Consider Emily, who feels neglected by her parents due to their demanding careers. Through therapy and self-reflection, she comes to understand their sacrifices and intentions. Emily decides to forgive them, not because they asked for it, but because she needs to let go of the anger that's poisoning her life. This act of forgiveness transforms their interactions, paving the way for a more loving and supportive relationship. Healthy relationships thrive on clear, respectful boundaries. Setting boundaries with your parents doesn't mean distancing yourself. It means defining how you want to be treated and ensuring mutual respect. It's about balancing your needs with theirs in a way that fosters a harmonious relationship. Imagine Alex, who feels overwhelmed by his parents' constant involvement in his life. He gently but firmly communicates his need for more independence. Though initially resistant, his parents eventually understand and respect his boundaries. This newfound balance allows Alex to appreciate their support without feeling suffocated, enhancing the quality of their relationship. Spending quality time with your parents can mend and strengthen your bond. Engaging in shared activities, creating new memories, and simply being present can rekindle affection and understanding. It's about appreciating their company and showing that you value their presence in your life. Take Jane, who starts inviting her mother for weekly walks. These walks become their sacred time to talk, laugh, and enjoy each other's company. Over time, they rediscover their connection and build a stronger, more loving relationship than ever before. Empathy and compassion are the bedrock of healing any relationship. Putting yourself in your parents' shoes and understanding their emotions and struggles can transform your relationship. Compassion allows you to see beyond their flaws and appreciate their humanity. Consider Robert, who always saw his father as overly strict. When he becomes a parent himself, Robert realizes the immense pressures and fears his father must have faced. This empathy softens his heart, leading to a heartfelt reconciliation with his father, built on mutual understanding and compassion. Fixing your relationship with your parents is a journey of mutual growth. It's about evolving together, learning from each other, and supporting each other's personal development. This dynamic interaction enriches both your lives, making your relationship a source of strength and inspiration. Think of Lisa and her mother, who take a cooking class together. Through this shared experience, they not only learn new skills but also discover new facets of each other's personalities. This journey of growth brings them closer, making their relationship more vibrant and fulfilling. Healing your relationship with your parents leaves a lasting legacy of love. It sets a positive example for future generations and creates a ripple effect of kindness and understanding. This legacy transcends time, influencing how you and your children approach relationships and conflicts. Imagine Sarah, who resolves long-standing issues with her father. This reconciliation not only brings peace to her life but also teaches her children the importance of forgiveness, empathy, and love. This legacy of a healed relationship becomes a cherished gift passed down through generations. Fixing your relationship with your parents is a profound, transformative journey. By understanding your past, communicating openly, practicing forgiveness, setting boundaries, spending quality time, embracing empathy, fostering mutual growth, and creating a legacy of love, you can rediscover the foundation of your life. Embrace this journey with courage and compassion, and unlock the potential for a deeper, more fulfilling connection with your parents. 6. Making new friends, unlocking the treasure of human connection. Imagine stepping into a bustling cafe, the hum of conversations mingling with the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. You spot an open seat next to a stranger, and with a warm smile and a simple "Hello?" you initiate a connection that could blossom into a lifelong friendship. Making new friends is a deeply enriching experience, one that opens doors to new perspectives, adventures, and emotional support. Let's embark on an intriguing journey through the art and science of forging new friendships and discover why it's one of the most rewarding pursuits in life. Human beings are inherently social creatures, hardwired for connection. Neuroscientists have found that social interactions stimulate the release of oxytocin, often called the love hormone, which fosters feelings of trust and bonding. This biological drive to connect with others underscores the profound impact friendships can have on our mental and physical well-being. Consider the story of Alex, who moves to a new city for work. Initially feeling isolated, he joins a local running club. Through shared runs and post-run gatherings, Alex begins to form friendships. These connections not only alleviate his loneliness but also boost his mood and overall sense of belonging, thanks to the oxytocin released during these positive interactions. Making new friends is akin to embarking on an adventure of discovery. Each new person you meet brings a unique story, a fresh perspective, and a wealth of experiences. This diversity enriches your own life, broadening your horizons and challenging your preconceived notions. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer, attending a weekend art workshop. She strikes up a conversation with Sam, a software engineer with a passion for digital art. Their discussions spark creative ideas that Sarah never considered before. This serendipitous encounter not only leads to a new friendship, but also inspires Sarah to experiment with digital techniques, revolutionizing her artwork. At the heart of meaningful friendships lies vulnerability, the willingness to open up and share your true self. This mutual exchange of thoughts, fears, and dreams creates a deep sense of trust and intimacy. While it may feel daunting to be vulnerable with someone new, it is this very act that transforms acquaintances into close friends. Consider Emma, who meets Rachel at a book club. Initially, their conversations revolve around their favorite novels. Over time, Emma shares her struggles with balancing work and family life. Rachel, in turn, opens up about her journey with mental health. This shared vulnerability cements their bond, turning their book club acquaintance into a cherished friendship. Shared experiences are the building blocks of friendship. Whether it's attending a concert, traveling to a new city, or simply enjoying a meal together, these moments create lasting memories and strengthen your connection. The joy derived from these experiences enhances the quality of your friendship, making it more resilient and enduring. Think of John and Mike, who meet at a hiking group. Their shared love for the outdoors leads them to plan weekend hiking trips. Each adventure, from summiting challenging peaks to camping under the stars, fortifies their friendship. The thrill of these shared experiences fosters a deep camaraderie that extends beyond the trails. One of the most profound aspects of friendship is the ability to provide and receive empathy and support. Friends are there to celebrate your victories, offer comfort during tough times, and provide a listening ear when you need it most. This emotional support is crucial for your mental and emotional well-being. Consider Lisa, who forms a friendship with her colleague, Tom. When Lisa faces a personal crisis, Tom's unwavering support helps her navigate the difficult period. His empathy and encouragement make her feel understood and valued, showcasing the transformative power of a true friend. The impact of making new friends extends beyond personal gratification. Friendships create a ripple effect, fostering a sense of community and connectedness. They can lead to new opportunities, collaborations, and networks that enrich both your personal and professional life. Imagine Maria, an entrepreneur who befriends Kevin at a networking event. Their friendship leads to collaborative projects, shared business insights, and mutual referrals. This professional camaraderie not only boosts their individual careers but also contributes to a thriving business community. The beauty of making new friends lies in its endless potential. Every encounter, every smile, and every conversation holds the promise of a new connection. This eternal journey of friendship keeps your life dynamic, vibrant, and full of possibilities. Think of Clara, a retiree who volunteers at a local animal shelter. Through her volunteer work, she meets people of all ages and backgrounds who share her love for animals. These new friendships bring joy, purpose, and a sense of community to Clara's life, proving that the journey of making friends is timeless. Making new friends is a magical, transformative experience that enriches your life in countless ways. By understanding the science of connection, embracing the adventure of discovery, dancing with vulnerability, sharing joyful experiences, offering empathy and support, and recognizing the ripple effect of friendships, you unlock the treasure of human connection. So, step out of your comfort zone, extend a friendly greeting, and embark on the extraordinary journey of making new friends. 7. Learning new skills, the gateway to limitless potential. In a rapidly evolving world, the ability to learn new skills is akin to possessing a superpower. It opens doors to countless opportunities, enhances personal growth, and fosters resilience in the face of change. But beyond the practical benefits, the journey of learning itself is a fascinating adventure, filled with moments of discovery, challenge, and triumph. Let's delve into the captivating realm of skill acquisition and uncover why it's one of the most rewarding pursuits you can embark on. At the heart of learning new skills lies the brain's extraordinary ability to adapt and reorganize itself, known as neuroplasticity. This dynamic process allows us to forge new neural connections, enhancing our cognitive functions and transforming how we perceive the world. Imagine your brain as a vast network of pathways, where each new skill you learn creates fresh, vibrant trails, enriching your mental landscape. Consider Emma, a middle-aged professional who decides to learn a new language. Initially, she struggles with unfamiliar sounds and grammar rules. However, with persistent practice, her brain begins to rewire itself, making connections between new and existing knowledge. Over time, Emma not only becomes fluent in the language but also experiences improved memory and problem-solving skills, showcasing the brain's incredible adaptability. The process of mastering a new skill is inherently rewarding. It involves a series of incremental victories that boost self-esteem and create a profound sense of accomplishment. Each small step forward, whether it's playing a complex piece of music, coding a functional program, or perfecting a culinary technique, fuels your motivation and reinforces your belief in your abilities. Take John, an amateur photographer, who starts learning the intricacies of digital photography. Initially, his photos are underwhelming, but as he studies composition, lighting, and editing, his work gradually improves. Each successful shot, each compliment from friends, fuels his passion. The joy he feels in capturing the perfect image exemplifies the intrinsic rewards of skill mastery. Learning new skills requires embracing a beginner's mindset, characterized by openness, curiosity, and a willingness to make mistakes. This mindset is liberating because it allows us to approach challenges without the fear of failure. Instead of viewing mistakes as setbacks, we see them as valuable learning opportunities that guide us toward improvement. Imagine Sarah, a seasoned lawyer, deciding to take up painting. Despite her professional success, she struggles with the basics of brush techniques and color mixing. However, by embracing the beginner's mindset, she finds joy in the process rather than the outcome. Each mistake becomes a lesson, each attempt a step forward. This fresh perspective not only enhances her painting skills but also rejuvenates her approach to her legal work, making her more creative and resilient. True skill mastery is achieved through deliberate practice, a focused and systematic approach to learning that involves setting specific goals, seeking feedback, and continuously refining your technique. Deliberate practice transforms ordinary effort into extraordinary achievement by pushing you beyond your comfort zone and honing your abilities through targeted, intentional effort. Consider Mark, an aspiring pianist. Instead of mindlessly playing his favorite songs, he adopts a deliberate practice regimen. He breaks down complex pieces into manageable sections, identifies areas of weakness, and seeks feedback from his instructor. By focusing on these targeted improvements, Mark accelerates his progress, eventually performing pieces he once thought were beyond his reach. The benefits of learning new skills extend far beyond the immediate achievement. Acquiring new skills can have a ripple effect, enhancing various aspects of your life and even leading to unexpected opportunities. The discipline, creativity, and problem-solving skills developed through learning can positively influence your personal and professional relationships, mental health, and overall quality of life. Consider Lisa, a software engineer who decides to learn public speaking to improve her communication skills. Initially, she joins a local Toastmasters club, where she practices speaking in front of an audience. As she gains confidence and proficiency, Lisa not only becomes a better communicator at work but also finds herself more comfortable in social situations, leading to new friendships and opportunities. Her newfound skill opens doors to speaking engagements and leadership roles, illustrating the far-reaching impact of skill acquisition. The pursuit of new skills fosters a lifelong love of learning, keeping your mind active and engaged. It cultivates a sense of curiosity and wonder, driving you to explore new horizons and continuously challenge yourself. This passion for learning can lead to a more fulfilling and enriched life, where each new skill adds a layer of depth and meaning to your experiences. Imagine Sam, a retiree who takes up woodworking. What starts as a hobby soon becomes a source of joy and purpose. He spends his days designing and crafting furniture, learning from each project and sharing his creations with loved ones. The sense of accomplishment and the joy of creating something tangible gives Sam a renewed zest for life, proving that the journey of learning never truly ends. Learning new skills is more than just a practical endeavor. It's an exciting adventure that enriches your life in countless ways. By tapping into the brain's neuroplasticity, experiencing the thrill of mastery, embracing a beginner's mindset, practicing deliberately, and recognizing the ripple effects of your efforts, you unlock limitless potential within yourself. The joy of lifelong learning awaits. So take that first step, embrace the challenges, and revel in the endless possibilities that come with acquiring new skills. 8. Managing stress, the Stoic path to inner peace and resilience. In the whirlwind of modern life, stress seems inevitable. The relentless demands of work, family, and personal aspirations often converge, creating a storm of anxiety and tension. Yet, the ancient Stoic philosophers offer profound insights and practical techniques for managing stress, transforming it from a debilitating force into a catalyst for personal growth and inner peace. Through the wisdom of Stoicism, we can navigate life's challenges with a calm, resilient mindset. The Stoics, including renowned figures like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, viewed stress not as an external burden but as a reaction to our perceptions and judgments. They believed that by changing our internal responses, we could maintain tranquility even in the face of external turmoil. This perspective shifts the focus from trying to control uncontrollable events to mastering our own thoughts and emotions. At the heart of Stoic stress management lies the dichotomy of control, the distinction between what we can and cannot control. According to the Stoics, our well-being depends on focusing on what is within our power, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, while accepting and adapting to what lies beyond our control. This principle can be a powerful tool for reducing stress and fostering resilience. Consider the story of Emma, a project manager facing a high-stakes deadline. Initially overwhelmed by anxiety, Emma turns to Stoic teachings. She realizes that while she cannot control her team's pace or unexpected setbacks, she can control her preparation, attitude, and response to challenges. By focusing on her efforts and letting go of what she cannot change, Emma finds herself calmer and more effective in navigating the project to a successful conclusion. The Stoics emphasize the importance of living in the present moment. Stress often arises from dwelling on past regrets or fearing future uncertainties. By cultivating mindfulness, we can anchor ourselves in the present, reducing anxiety and enhancing our ability to respond to immediate challenges with clarity and composure. Imagine a busy professional named John, who constantly worries about upcoming presentations and past mistakes. Inspired by Stoic practices, John begins incorporating mindfulness into his daily routine. He starts his mornings with a few minutes of focused breathing and mindfulness meditation, bringing his attention to the present moment. Throughout the day, he practices mindful awareness, paying full attention to each task without letting his mind wander to future anxieties or past regrets. This shift in focus not only reduces his stress levels but also improves his productivity and overall well-being. Reframing, a core Stoic technique, involves changing the way we interpret stressful situations. Instead of viewing challenges as threats, the Stoics encourage seeing them as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. This mindset shift can transform our experience of stress, turning it into a motivating force. Consider Sarah, a university student struggling with exam pressure. Instead of succumbing to anxiety, Sarah adopts a Stoic approach. She reframes her perspective, viewing exams as opportunities to demonstrate her knowledge and identify areas for improvement. This reframing reduces her stress and motivates her to study more effectively, ultimately leading to better performance and a greater sense of accomplishment. One of the more intriguing Stoic practices is premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. This involves visualizing potential challenges and adversities before they occur, preparing oneself mentally and emotionally. By contemplating worst-case scenarios, we can reduce the shock and stress if they do happen, and often realize that we can handle more than we initially thought. Take the example of a business leader named Lisa, who is about to launch a new product. Instead of being paralyzed by the fear of failure, Lisa practices premeditatio malorum. She imagines various obstacles, technical glitches, market rejection, financial setbacks, and plans her responses. This mental rehearsal not only reduces her anxiety, but also equips her with strategies to address potential problems. When launch day arrives, Lisa feels prepared and confident, able to navigate challenges with a calm and collected demeanor. The Stoics believed in the value of voluntary discomfort, intentionally exposing oneself to minor hardships to build resilience and reduce the fear of discomfort. By regularly practicing voluntary discomfort, we can train ourselves to handle stress more effectively and become more adaptable in the face of adversity. Consider the practice of cold showers, embraced by many modern Stoics. By starting the day with a cold shower, individuals like Mark, a busy executive, deliberately step out of their comfort zone. This daily act of resilience trains Mark to handle discomfort and stress with greater ease. When faced with unexpected challenges at work, he draws on the mental fortitude developed through his practice, maintaining his composure and effectiveness. Managing stress through Stoic principles is not about eliminating stress but transforming our relationship with it. By focusing on what we can control, practicing mindfulness, reframing challenges, visualizing potential adversities, and embracing voluntary discomfort, we can build a resilient mindset that turns stress into a powerful ally. The wisdom of the Stoics offers timeless guidance for navigating the complexities of modern life with grace, composure, and inner peace. So, the next time stress threatens to overwhelm you, remember the Stoic path and let it guide you to a place of calm and resilience. 9. Cultivating gratitude, the Stoic key to joy and resilience. In the writings of ancient Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Epictetus, gratitude emerges as a fundamental virtue, a practice that can transform our outlook on life and fortify our inner resilience. Cultivating gratitude is not merely about acknowledging the good in our lives. It is about recognizing the inherent value in all experiences, even those that challenge us. By embracing this Stoic habit, we can unlock a profound sense of joy and contentment, regardless of our external circumstances. Gratitude has the power to turn ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. It acts as a lens, allowing us to see the beauty and value in the mundane aspects of our daily lives. Imagine waking up each morning and taking a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds singing, or the simple pleasure of a hot cup of coffee. These moments, often overlooked, can become sources of immense joy and satisfaction when viewed through the lens of gratitude. Consider the story of a man named Alex, who starts a gratitude journal as part of his morning routine. Each day, he writes down three things he is grateful for. Initially, his entries are simple: the support of his family, his health, and his job. But as days turn into weeks, Alex begins to notice more subtle aspects of his life that bring him joy: a stranger's smile, the vibrant colors of autumn leaves, the laughter of his children. This practice shifts his focus from what he lacks to the abundance already present in his life, fostering a deep sense of appreciation and contentment. The Stoics believe that true gratitude extends beyond the good times. It encompasses all experiences, including adversity. By finding value in difficult situations, we can cultivate a resilient mindset that transforms challenges into opportunities for growth. This perspective not only helps us navigate tough times with grace, but also enriches our understanding of life's complexities. Take the example of Maria, a young woman who faces the sudden loss of her job. Initially, she feels overwhelmed by fear and uncertainty. However, inspired by Stoic teachings, she begins to reflect on what she can learn from this experience. Maria realizes that this setback offers her a chance to explore new career paths and develop skills she had neglected. She starts a gratitude practice, focusing on the support of her friends and family, the time she now has to pursue her passions, and the resilience she is building. This shift in perspective transforms her adversity into a powerful catalyst for personal growth and self-discovery. Modern science supports the Stoic emphasis on gratitude, revealing its profound impact on our brain and overall well-being. Studies have shown that practicing gratitude can enhance mood, improve sleep, and even strengthen our immune system. By regularly focusing on what we are thankful for, we can rewire our brain to recognize and appreciate positive experiences more readily, leading to a more optimistic and resilient outlook on life. Imagine a group of researchers conducting an experiment on gratitude. They divide participants into two groups. One practices daily gratitude journaling, while the other does not. After several weeks, the gratitude group reports significantly higher levels of happiness and lower levels of stress compared to the control group. Brain scans reveal increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, the area associated with emotional regulation and decision-making, highlighting the tangible benefits of a regular gratitude practice. Gratitude is a powerful social connector. When we express gratitude to others, we strengthen our relationships and create a positive feedback loop of kindness and appreciation. This ripple effect extends beyond our immediate circle, fostering a culture of gratitude and compassion in our communities. Consider the story of John, a manager at a busy company. Inspired by the stoic habit of gratitude, he decides to implement a weekly gratitude ritual with his team. Every Friday, team members take turns sharing something they appreciate about their colleagues. This simple practice transforms the workplace atmosphere, boosting morale and fostering a sense of camaraderie. Employees feel valued and recognized, leading to increased productivity and job satisfaction. The culture of gratitude extends beyond the office, as team members carry this positive attitude into their interactions with clients and partners, creating a broader impact. Integrating gratitude into our daily lives doesn't require grand gestures. Simple practices can have profound effects. Here are a few ways to cultivate gratitude daily. Dedicate a few minutes each day to write down things you are grateful for. This practice helps reinforce positive thinking and highlights the abundance in your life. Incorporate gratitude into your meditation practice by focusing on the people and experiences you appreciate. This can help deepen your sense of thankfulness and enhance your overall well-being. Take time to thank those around you. Whether it's a heartfelt note, a kind word, or a small gesture, expressing gratitude strengthens relationships and spreads positivity. Gratitude is a powerful tool for cultivating joy, resilience, and a deeper appreciation of life. By embracing this stoic habit, we can transform our perspective, enrich our relationships, and navigate life's challenges with grace and optimism. Whether through simple daily practices or a profound shift in mindset, the cultivation of gratitude offers a path to a more fulfilling and balanced life. So, take a moment each day to reflect on the good in your life, and let gratitude guide you towards greater joy and resilience. 10. Helping others, the Stoic path to fulfillment. Marcus Aurelius, one of history's most renowned Stoic philosophers, emphasized the profound impact of contributing to the greater good and helping others. This principle, deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy, suggests that acts of kindness and service not only benefit those we help but also bring a profound sense of purpose and fulfillment to our own lives. In a world often focused on self-interest and individual achievement, embracing the Stoic habit of helping others can be a transformative and deeply rewarding practice. Helping others doesn't always require grand gestures. Often, the smallest acts of kindness can have the most significant impact. Simple actions like offering a listening ear to a friend in need, helping a neighbor with their groceries, or volunteering at a local charity can create ripples of positive change. These small acts of kindness not only improve the lives of those we assist but also enhance our own well-being by fostering a sense of connection and community. Consider the story of a young woman who, every morning on her way to work, buys an extra cup of coffee to give to a homeless person she passes. This small gesture of kindness provides warmth and sustenance to someone in need, but it also starts her day with a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Over time, she builds a relationship with this individual, learning about their life and struggles. This connection enriches her life, offering new perspectives and a deeper appreciation for her own circumstances. We all possess unique skills and talents that can be used to benefit others. Whether it's offering professional advice, tutoring a student, or creating art that brings joy, sharing our abilities can make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. By recognizing and leveraging our strengths to help others, we contribute to the collective well-being of our community and society. Imagine a retired engineer who volunteers to teach coding to underprivileged children. His technical expertise, honed over decades, becomes a valuable resource for young minds eager to learn. As he watches his students grasp new concepts and build their own projects, he feels a renewed sense of purpose and pride. His knowledge, once confined to his professional life, now serves as a beacon of opportunity and inspiration for the next generation. Helping others involves practicing empathy and compassion. Empathy allows us to understand and share the feelings of another, while compassion compels us to act on that understanding to alleviate suffering. By cultivating these qualities, we strengthen our connections with others and create a more supportive and caring community. Consider the story of a young professional who mentors a colleague struggling with the pressures of a demanding job. By taking the time to listen, offer guidance, and share their own experiences, the mentor provides emotional support and practical advice. This act of compassion not only helps the colleague navigate their challenges, but also fosters a bond of trust and mutual respect. The mentor, in turn, feels a deep sense of satisfaction from making a positive impact on someone else's life. Helping others provides a powerful sense of perspective. It reminds us of the common humanity we all share and the interconnectedness of our experiences. This perspective can reduce feelings of isolation and increase our sense of belonging. It shifts our focus from our own problems to the broader picture, helping us appreciate what we have and recognize the strengths we can offer. Imagine a successful entrepreneur who dedicates time each week to volunteer at a shelter for victims of domestic violence. Listening to the stories of the shelter's residents, she gains a deeper understanding of resilience and courage. This experience not only humbles her, but also inspires her to use her resources to advocate for social change. Her sense of purpose is enriched as she sees the tangible impact of her efforts in the lives of those she helps. One of the most beautiful aspects of helping others is the reciprocal nature of kindness. When we give to others, we often receive in return, whether it's in the form of gratitude, friendship, or a deeper sense of fulfillment. This cycle of giving and receiving creates a positive feedback loop that enhances the well-being of everyone involved. Consider the story of an elderly man who volunteers at a community garden. By helping to plant and tend the garden, he provides fresh produce for local families in need. In return, he finds companionship and a renewed sense of purpose. The friendships he forms with other volunteers and the families he helps enrich his life, combating loneliness and providing joy and fulfillment in his later years. By incorporating the practice of helping others into your daily routine, you align with the core Stoic principles of virtue, wisdom, and resilience. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our actions and attitudes, rather than external events. By choosing to help others, we exercise control over our own behavior in a positive and meaningful way. Moreover, helping others fosters resilience. It teaches us to look beyond our own struggles and find strength in the act of giving. This shift in focus from self to others can be a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety, providing a sense of purpose and grounding in times of difficulty. Helping others is not just a noble act, it is a path to personal growth and fulfillment. It creates a ripple effect of kindness and positivity that extends far beyond the initial act. By embracing this Stoic habit, you not only enhance your own life but also contribute to a more compassionate and connected world. Whether through small daily acts or larger commitments, the practice of helping others embodies the timeless wisdom of Stoicism, offering a path to a more fulfilling and balanced life.